Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Lysandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we just have a toppings for everybody. We've been rather busy the last couple weeks. How's it been going, Emily?
Just a little bit. One of us more busy than the other, meaning you.
Uh-huh. As usual.
As usual, yes. I mean, I've been doing a lot of stuff. I've just been home doing it.
Definitely.
Doing my stuff. I mean, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? I don't know. What do I want
to
do?
I want to hear what you've been up to be honest.
Really? Okay. Let's see. I had, as we all know, as I brought up in previous toppings and episodes, I am moving.
Yep.
The plan is to move in September. And so before that, I have to kind of get my house ready to be put up for rent. And so I have some projects that I'm doing. I got the first project done of the year. I kind of just had like a maintenance company come in and do some fixes around the house. Like I had some old light fixtures that needed to be switched out for kind of newer ones. And just some little things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Got my rain gutters cleaned out.
Good, good. You know, yeah.
Just a very, very house upkeep type things that I never got to. So that happened and that's done and everything looks great. I'm very happy with my first project. What else have I been doing? I started playing Lego Fortnite a lot with my coworker and with my sisters, with my friend Keith. He's been on some episodes in the past. That game's really fun. It's kind of just like Minecraft.
Yeah.
But, like, you have, like, a little Lego character. I got, for my birthday, I got a little Daredevil skin for my character.
Good.
So now I'm rocking Daredevil.
The good Daredevil outfit, not the, one from, what is it, Hawkeye or whatever? Was he in it when
like the gold one? Oh, yeah, what was he in?
It was horrible.
No, he was in She-Hulk.
Oh, yes, it was She-Hulk. And I think he's in the new Echo show as well, which we have to watch. But I think he's back to his regular outfit and not the weird gold one. I don't know.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I hope people complained enough to where it switched back. I need to watch the Echo show. We've been watching Percy Jackson every week since it's been coming out.
Fun.
And I read the first book, so I sort of know what's happening. It's very different from the first book. I think they're really expanding and kind of colliding with the future books a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like just strictly sticking to the source material of the first book, they're really bringing up a lot of stuff that I have no reference to. Like, I'm just like, okay. I'm like, was this brought up? And Casey keeps asking me, was this brought up in the first book? Because I read it, like, they reread the series all last year, and I just read the first book, like, after them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, it's more-ish top of my memory, I guess. But I was like, nope, that was never referenced. And they're like, okay, that's going to come up later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great.
Great.
Good to know. I like it so far. I feel like it's very dramatic for like a kids adventure show. I don't know. It's so serious.
Really?
Sometimes. Yes, it is.
It's a bit too serious.
It's so serious. Yeah, I kind of wish it was a little bit more lighthearted, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think it's very well made. It's been very enjoyable so far. What else have I been doing? Just kind of been hanging out, playing video games. Been playing a lot on my Steam Deck.
Good. Good. You got it. So obviously that's good that you're playing with it.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we could talk about my birthday.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
I don't think we talked about that.
I don't think we did either. So you went to a drag show, right? Drag brunch?
I went to a drag brunch. I've never gone to one before, and I've always wanted to. And so we went to Hamburger Mary's, and it was... The food was okay. Like, it was kind of just, like, overpriced.
Yeah,
continental breakfast food.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It wasn't that good. It wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But I got the bottomless mimosas, because I had to wait a month to not drink alcohol so I could take this test for my doctor. And right. I do have the results back, but I have not looked at them because I personally don't think they're going to change at all. My mom keeps asking, like, oh, have you looked at your results? Have you looked at your results? I'm like, no, mom, because it was either a complete fluke or they're going to be the same. Like,
Nobody's called you.
And nobody's called me.
So that's like a good sign, because if there was something really wrong with you, they would have called you.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what they said the last time I got the numbers back. And I mean, they're like, this was something we were going to address because we knew we had an appointment with you set up already. And there are some things I'm going to have to do after if the results are still the same. But I just didn't really want to look at it and worry again. So I just have been trying to just keep it out of my mind. Because I'm literally seeing my doctor like next week.
Right.
This week. So, well, no, it's not. Whatever. The next week. So I haven't looked at that. But so I didn't drink for a month. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go crazy. And I'm going to have, I didn't even go crazy. Go crazy for me, which is not even go crazy.
Absolutely.
And so I did get the bottomless mimosas, which came in a really fun, like, what's it called? A platform heel boot, like, cup.
Yeah.
Which I jokingly called it my Yas boot.
yes.
And their mimosas were pretty strong, and there was a lot of mimosa in this boot, and I had two of these boots. So I maybe had, like, three or four glasses of mimosa.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. And you know, this was at, like, 10 in the morning, 10, 11, 12. That was, like, kind of how long the show was. And I kind of took, like, a drunk nap when I got back to my parents' house, because we did have a family get together right afterwards, and everyone like came over for lunch, and so I did have a little drunk nap, and then I was fine, and then you know I hung out with the family, and then I eventually drove home, and didn't really feel a hangover or anything. I think when I woke up, I was a little like nauseous still a little bit, but I like needed some food and I needed some water and stuff. I think that was pretty much it. But the show itself was very, very fun. Had a really good group of people, like some friends from work, my roommates, and my sisters were there, and Jude, my niece, was there. She didn't look like she was enjoying the show, but she just kind of had her hands. My sister kept covering her ears because the music was might have been loud.
Yeah.
It was just a little overstimulating, but she didn't want to leave. Like, Nicole kept saying, like, Jude, do you want to go? And she was like, no, I want to stay. And then after the show, like, Jude did not want to go. Like,
oh,
she was
my
like,
God.
I want to stay.
Oh, like, she really enjoyed it.
Girl, show's over. Yeah, it was just a little overstimulating. It took her some time to kind of get used to what was happening. But, so there were, like, four drag queens, and they each had, three rounds of songs. So they would come out, they would do their performance and their choreography. They would change costumes, and they would just kind of dance around the room, and then everyone would give them money.
Mm-hmm.
And they would kind of interact with the audience and stuff. Very, very light interacting. I'm glad. I don't like things to be too interactive. I don't mind doing some, you know, standing up or coming at, like, I did go up to the front and they're like, let's say all the birthdays that are in the house. And everyone went down the line and kind of said their name and how old they were turning. And,
yeah, they probably got a big, happy from you because you were like, I'm 30. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, we had, oh my gosh, we had a whole bunch of rangers. We had like a 26-year-old, a 24-year-old, me, a 49-year-old, and then an 89-year-old Alessandra.
That is the best one. Absolutely, that's amazing.
Ida was turning 89. 9.
Oh my God.
I was like, damn, Ida.
Damn.
She could not come up to the front, but she stayed in her seat. Absolutely. And she waved from her seat. And I was like, Ida, I want to be you when I grow up.
Totally.
Like, that was amazing. She was fantastic.
Love it.
And the show was really fun. I had a really fun time with everyone. It was really fun. I got $150 to buy games. So I bought like PlayStation games. I bought my Steam Deck games. So that was a lot of fun. And then Sunday, I literally just played video games all day. Like, that was all I wanted to do. And I bought myself something. What did I buy myself? I think I bought myself like a crepe. So it was a very fun weekend. It was very fun, chill. Not so chill, but like fun. And then Sunday was very chill.
On your birthday, you called me. So during the drag brunch, you called me. And
oh, yeah, I did.
I mean, I could hear everything and see everything that was going on, but you couldn't hear me at all. And
I could not.
While you called me, I had just left. So Danny was like, I'm going to go on a run. And it was like a Saturday. It was really nice out. It was like 65 degrees or something, which was like really a really warm spot in a cold week, you know, with a lot of snow and stuff. And so we were like, okay, yeah, let's just go on. He's going to go on a run. I'm going to go on a hot girl walk. So I had like an Aperol spritz with me, and I was just wearing like a sweatshirt, and I walked to the park, and you called me like as soon as I started walking. So I just had this like adorable hot girl walk with my Aperol spritz, and like the sun was out, and I went and sat like on the water and the Esplanade, and just like, it was so cute because I was just like watching you have a good time. Tried to like interact, but it was hard because I didn't have a hand. So,
well, yeah, and I probably should have FaceTimed you before the show started, but honestly, the music in there was so loud that even if I had FaceTimed you like before they started, we wouldn't have been able to hear each other, and then there was no breaks. Like, once the rounds of music started,
oh, yeah,
like. And they kept saying, like, you know, when the drag queens are out, like, nobody be up and moving, like, everybody stay seated. And
right,
they would literally start right after each other. Like, I don't know how people were getting up and going to the bathroom. Maybe if they were, like, on the other side of the room, people were getting up to use, because there was no breaks. It just kept going.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'm just gonna FaceTime Alessandra and see how this goes. And so then I just propped you up there, and then you saw me stick some money in one of the drag queens' cleavage.
Yep.
So that was pretty fun.
That's fun.
It was so much fun. Like, I had a very good time. I was very happy with how the day turned out.
That's great.
Really.
Yeah.
Because I was super productive the weekend before. Like, I've just been selling things. I've sold $150 worth of stuff.
Awesome.
That I own.
Yes.
So far.
Dude. That's great.
So I'm very happy. Like, it's like I was really worried about how fast or slow stuff would sell. Things aren't selling particularly quickly, but I feel like I do have some nice stuff. Like, some of my things are, like, I had these pair of shoes that I really had never worn, and they were still in really nice condition, and I was able to sell those. And I'm gonna try and sell my PlayStation 4 with some controllers and stuff. I finally figured out how to get the games off of my. Like, I bought a game card to put them all on, like, a extended drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved those over. It took hours. Like, God, I buy such big games. So that took a bit.
Yeah,
but
dude.
I got them all moved over. Probably took, like, 4 or 5 hours to kind of do all of them.
Nice.
And I just need to figure out how to move my save data over. I haven't quite figured that out. But other than that, I think my PlayStation is almost ready to be put up to sell. Yeah.
Great.
Slowly getting everything done.
Yeah, you sound very upbeat today, so that's good.
Yeah, I have some stuff to do today. Just trying to stay motivated and not stress myself out too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I have been talking to my therapist, and she thinks it would still be a good idea maybe if I speak to a psychiatrist and maybe get on a daily anxiety med.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and put that on my to-do list. It wasn't previously on my to-do list, but now it is. And so I'll, you know, try and get to that in the next couple weeks here.
Cool.
I kind of have a little bit of a break between projects, because I just did my first one. And I probably won't start working on my next one until maybe March. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah. So what have you been up to, Alessandra? We're about the halfway mark. Want to take a break and then tell us what you've been up to?
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we're back. I just got back from my honeymoon.
Woo woo!
Woo woo woo! It was woo, woo, woo. Such a great time. I went to Cancun, Mexico, to an all-inclusive resort. I sent you some pictures. It was nice just to relax all week. You know, I've actually never been on a vacation like this where I literally didn't do much for like a whole week. So it was kind of exciting to just relax and chill and drink by the pool all day. And everything was all-inclusive, so that was great. You know, we just got drinks and food every day whenever we wanted to, really.
So you didn't really leave the hotel? You just, everything that you did was kind of in the hotel vicinity?
Yeah, except for one day, we went to some cenotes. So we went on a cenotes tour, which are these, like, big caves or big water ponds, basically, that are, like, underground or semi-underground. And they, like, carve into the landscape of the jungle. And so there were several ones that we went, and we got to swim in all of them. It was great. We went to 5 different ones, and they were, like, all different and so beautiful, like, tropical birds and everything around, and you know, they're all like this natural, you know, different colors. Some of them are like blue and some of them are green. There's like little tiny catfish that are in all of them, but that's like the biggest animal that's in them, really. And so we saw like just, I mean, like these beautiful like vines that stretch through the trees that go into the caves. And like we got to like jump off of the cliffs and into the water and swim in the water and like do these, like, we got to rappel into one of them that was in like a cave with all these bats inside. It was so cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was like such an interesting and fun thing to do that was, you know, a little adventurous. Got to like go on like a zip line thing where you literally like hold on to it and then go into the water like 100 feet or something, like 50 feet, and like basically you just fly into the water and you can drop and crash into the water. So I did one where you like sit on this like kind of seat and kind of it goes, the zip line goes down and the water stops you. So that was really fun. So I did one where, you know, I like flipped upside down. So that was really great. Danny did it like Superman, where he kind of like went forward and crashed into the water. So he also did a really long cliff jump that was pretty high, in my opinion,
gosh,
20 feet or something like that. So that was pretty crazy. Oh, I didn't do that one. I did like the shorter one. I did like the 10-foot one. Which was still quite like scary.
Yeah, I bet. Oh goodness.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a fun time. You know, we got driven there. We got fed halfway through the day, and then got driven back. And it was like an hour and a half away from where we were staying, so it wasn't like so far or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to see a little bit of more of the city and stuff, which it's not a big city, but like it's a city that's centered around tourism. So people do live there and people work there and everything. But there's just like so many resorts. It's like, you know, one resort after the other. So it's definitely interesting seeing the eastern side of Mexico instead of the western side that we're used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. I wish my resort had a little bit more Mexicanness to it, because obviously like everybody who was working there was Mexican, but the food was like, some of it was Mexican food, but because it's all inclusive, like there was many different restaurants with many different cuisines that they were making, you know, like French or Italian or Asian and stuff like that. But of course they were using like all of the same kind of food to like prep everything, so it kind of ended up all tasting the same in my opinion. But so I was happy to be kind of back from that, but that's what you expect with all-inclusive resorts for a whole week.
Yeah
But I had a lot of piña coladas.
Oh man, those are the best.
Absolutely. You know, the pool and the jacuzzi and like we had a swim-up pool, so that was really, really pleasant.
I saw Danny was documenting your hot girl reading journey.
Absolutely. And I read...
So funny.
I read two books. I read the... what did I finish first? Oh my gosh.
Were you reading anything before Gold?
No. So Gold was the first thing. Like, I had finished up a book last week. And so then I started Gold as soon as I got there. And that took me a couple days to read.
It's a little long.
It's a little bit longer, but I really did enjoy reading it.
600 pages or something, maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah, it was on my Kindle, so I have no idea how many pages it was. I just, like, you know, I just keep going. I look at the percentage. And I finished that, I think, by Wednesday. So then Thursday, or no, by Tuesday. So then I started the next book, which I read was
was that Always
You? Oh yes, always
You, whatever.
Yes.
Forever Only, whatever. Always Only You. I don't know.
I think you're right. Yeah. The second Bergman Brothers book by Chloe Lees. So I read that one.
Confusing ass titles.
Yeah, that one was good. I definitely liked it more than the first one that I read, about the soccer player. Okay. So I like this one a lot. It was really fun to read. Very, like, cute. You know, a little, you know, romance novel. So there was a woman that I met who was reading also a romance novel. So we were chatting about that and talking about Outlander and talking about, you know, like, she called it mom smut because she was a mom.
Mom's butt. Yeah. Okay.
There was a lot of people that we met. It was nice to like chat with people, because a lot of people were from the Midwest or the East Coast. So that was kind of pleasant. And then I started reading the next, now I'm like 70% through with the second Divine Rivals book.
Yes, I saw you, like, we were both at like, you know, 4 or 5%, and then I look again in a couple hours and you're at 29%. I was like, fuck, jeez, you're so far already.
Dude, I literally read it the whole, like, I read it all day long. I read literally all day long yesterday. I think I read most of it yesterday. I swear to God, I read like 50% of the whole book yesterday, and it's much longer than the first one. I don't know how much,
but... I think it's longer by like maybe 100 pages. I don't think it's that much longer, because I think the Kindle version, it said like 416 pages. And okay. I think Divine Rivals was like 300 and maybe it was just over 300. Maybe it was 350 or something.
Yeah.
Because Divine Rivals was like just over 300 or something. Yeah. But I'm just trying to get this book done before Crescent City 3 comes out. That's
absolutely
my goal. So that's just what I'm trying to do.
That's my goal too. And I'm getting Crescent City 2 on Tuesday. In the morning there is a book release party at the Beacon Hill Books and Cafe. So
buying it physically?
Yeah, physically, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Kindle. Okay. No,
I mean, I was, but I want to go to this release party. I get to go and get some...
So is it like included in the ticket that you bought?
Yeah,
like,
I think basically? It's included. Okay. Yeah, so...
Okay.
I'm not going to be so mad about it. I mean, I don't really like the first two books, but this one, you know, is a... Spoiler, I'm going to enjoy this one a little bit more, I think. I hope that I do. And it's,
so you think you'll keep it?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I could give it to you if you want it.
I mean, I'd offer to buy it off you, but I was hoping, I was probably going to wait for the paperbacks to come out so that I could get the Barnes & Noble exclusive once they make one for the third book so I can match my other ones.
Because exactly.
I got the first two
yeah.
as the paperback Barnes & Noble exclusives. Because I like those covers a little bit. They're the same cover, but like they kind of wrap around a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, I don't obviously...
I don't really like Sarah J. Maas's book covers, and personally...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even bought the books if you didn't already buy them to read ACOTAR. And if I didn't like ACOTAR so much, I probably wouldn't have bought them.
Yeah.
But I plan to reread ACOTAR, so it's fine that I have them. I just don't like her covers, personally.
Oh, I like the ACOTAR covers, though. I think those are really good.
The new ones? The new covers?
Yeah, the ones with the colors. Like, I really like those.
I like those better than the ACOTAR original covers.
Absolutely. And the Throne of Glass ones are so bad, the original ones. The newer ones are much better.
Yeah, I have to agree. I'm just still not crazy about any of her covers, really. Like, they're fine.
Yeah.
But, like, they're not my favorite.
Well, I'm getting this one because I wanted to go to this little event. And I hope it's yeah. I mean, all it is just I think they're just having some coffee and stuff. Like I don't think it's like a, you know, maybe coffee and chat with
like
the other people
thing.
Who are going to be there.
all right, well,
but I thought it would be kind of special, and so getting excited. I'm already really enjoying the second Divine Rivals book a lot more than the first one. I'm really having a good time, so.
Oh, good, good, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked
the first book.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world building could have been a bit better in the first book.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping there's a bit better world building in the second book.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still kind of getting over the first, I have like the one, first 100, 150 page, like block. Like, I feel like it takes me a long time to kind of really start a book, and then once I kind of get into it, it's easier for me to kind of finish it. But so I'm just trying to push through, and things have been a little bit busy this week, so it's just been a little hard to start reading it. But I'm gonna try and get a lot of it read this weekend so I can get it hopefully done by, because it should be on my Kindle Monday at midnight. Is that what it's gonna do?
That makes sense. I mean, I think that
it comes out Tuesday.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
So as long as I kind of get it done, get Ruthless Vows done by Tuesday, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
To start. So we'll see. Okay. And it's already gonna be on my Kindle, so my Kindle will already be on. So hopefully it'll just auto download once it's ready. Nice. I am currently listening to the Poor Things audiobook.
Oh,
my library app.
Good.
My library app had it. So
nice.
I was trying so hard to get through like at least 3 hours of it yesterday at work. But it's so hard to listen to an audiobook while I'm trying to work. Like I only got like an hour and a half in.
Yeah.
It's so hard. So I'm going to try and listen to as much of it as possible before our podcast.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'm gonna try and listen to... If we don't record for, like, maybe a couple
days,
maybe I can listen to it a bit more tomorrow while I'm doing yard work.
Okay.
So, maybe. Or we just record later tomorrow. I don't know. We'll just have to decide that. We're doing behind-the-scenes podcast business right now.
Speaking of the Oscars... obviously the nominations came out. There was a lot of interesting things this year. I think it was very varied, so can't wait to chat more about that when we do our Oscars podcast this year.
When we do our Oscars nominate our theories, our who we think are gonna win.
Yes.
We'll go through the major categories and we'll pick who we think will win each category. Once we've, you know, had a month basically to watch all these movies. Gosh.
It's wild. I mean, we're doing okay, but it's...
This is already stressing me out.
We got a lot of them already watched. We just still have, you know, as usual, quite a bit more. Nothing's ever going to be like that year that I watched all of the Best Picture nominees before the nominations even got announced. That was like the golden year. Yeah. That will never happen again. I think that was like 2018 or 2019 or something like that. Like, yeah. I swear I was like, I was on top of it. But they just release them so late. Man. A lot of the time, so you don't have time
for rent streaming, so but luckily AMC will do a lot of Oscar stuff. If they do one of those like shorts, don't they normally do like they'll do an event at some of their theaters where they show all of the animated shorts or all of the
sometimes documentary
shorts or something.
We should try to
I'll probably try and go to one of those this year because I think that'll help me out with just getting all of them watched
and then not being so stressed. I mean, the fact that it's so difficult for us to find these sometimes, it is.
And the shorts and the documentaries and the international films are usually the hardest ones to
absolutely
find.
So
that's fantastic. But it seems like there's a lot of carryover this year, like a lot of them that were nominated. Like, it doesn't seem like there are just some that are nominated for, like, I feel like there was one year where every category had like a different movie in it. And it was like, oh my God, can we not have 87 movies to watch right now? Like, oh my gosh, it was insane. It was like all the movies that were nominated for Best Picture were different for like Best Actress and Best Actor and, oh God, that was a stressful year.
That was. No, I think this year we've seen like a ton of them already. So it's good. We got plans, but it's exciting. I think, you know, whenever we watch the ones that are getting nominated, we get really excited about it. Our Holdovers podcast got released recently, so go listen to that one. Because that was a really, really good movie.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think the Oscars are playing when you come to visit. Right?
What did I
say the date was?
I don't even know. Let's see. Oscars?
I think I said March 10th. Didn't I say March 10th?
2024. Oh, shit. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
We're
going to watch them together?
Okay, we're going to have to solve that problem.
We'll have to figure that out.
Because there's a lot of factors at that point of time, so
there's some things that need to be figured out. Oh damn, okay. And then oh God, and then we're literally okay. That's a busy week. That's a busy week.
I can't.
Okay.
Okay. Just a quick note before we end this. I have planned out the rest of my year to like every weekend up until about like, I'm going to go with July. I have planned out. So, including you coming, obviously that is one of those things, but,
oh yes,
it is really, I mean, I'm a busy gal and that's exactly what I like. So
you like being a busybody. You are
absolutely
the most busiest little busybody.
I'm nonstop, man. I'm like, yes, go.
Oh, goodness. One last thing before it goes out. One of my Christmas presents was, Christmas/birthday, was I'm getting 3 months of the Sakurako snack boxes.
Yes.
The Japanese snack boxes. And I just got my February box. My first box was like New Year's themed and it had some really cute like sweets and snacks in it. And some tea that I haven't tried yet, but I did just try this morning one of the teas I got in my February box, which is Valentine's themed. So it's a lot more sweets in this box than savory snacks, which I'm happy about because I definitely have been having a major sweet tooth lately. And so I just like to have sweets in the house. But they're very cute. I get one more box after this, so I'm very excited. But
yes.
It's a very cute little box. I'm excited to try my snacks. My sweets.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Can't wait to hear more about them for the next few months.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's all we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. No longer Google Podcasts until March. I think that's when it said.
Yeah.
They're closing down. So if you listen to Google Podcasts, get that figured out. And IMDb, we're also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.